So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah taught, HaMekadosh es ha'isha amenashe ein le'nedarim, v'nimtzu le'nedarim ein mekudeshes. A man who gave a woman kedushin with a tanai, a stipulation that she does not have any vows, and he discovers that she does have nedarim, the kedushin is not effective. However, k'nasa stam v'nimtzu le'nedarim teitzei shaloi b'ksuba. If he married her without a tanai, and they discover that she had nedarim, the kedushin is effective. However, he can divorce her without paying the ksuba. The Gemara discusses the machlekes Rav or Shmuel. Itmar, kidsha al tanai uknasa ubal stam. He gave her kedushin with a tanai that she does not have nedarim. However, when he married her, he did not reiterate the tanai. Rav amar tzricha min a get, she requires a get. Shmuel amar in a tzricha min a get, she does not require a get. The Gemara offers several explanations of this machlekes. Abai explains, Rav holds that the marriage is effective because le'inin isura we say, ein odem maisa bilasa bilasnos ubalashim kedushin. A person does not want his cohabitation to be considered a bilasnos. Therefore, he consummated the marriage with the intention of a new unconditional kedusha bia, even if she has nadarm. Therefore, tzrichem in a get, she requires a get. However, le'mochel le'tanoi, or le'inim emayna b'tanoi koi, he did not retract the tanai regarding monetary matters. Therefore, teitzei shaloi b'ksuba. She is not entitled to a ksuba. However, Shmuel holds the marriage is not effective because adam oisa bilasa bilasnos v'loi bo l'shem kedushin. He had no intention of a new unconditional kedusha bia. Therefore, ein tzricha min a get. She does not even require a get. According to this understanding, the Gemara explains that according to Rav, the Mishnah's ruling of k'nasa stam v'nimtzola nedarim teitzei shaloi b'ksuba refers to both kitshal tanayu k'nasa stam and kitshal stam v'k'nasa stam, in which tzricha min a get, she requires a get midday raisa, even in the case of kitshal tanai v'k'nasa stam, because in adam oisa bilasa bilas nos ubal l'shem kedushin. However, teitzei shaloi b'ksuba, because loimocha l'tanoi, as explained earlier. However, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah's ruling of k'nasa stam v'nimtzola nedarim teitzei shaloi b'ksuba refers only to kitshal stam v'k'nasa stam, in which tzricha min a get, she only requires a get midday rabbanan. So that people should not think that one can divorce without a get. However, she does not require get midiraisa. And v'teitze shalei b'ksuba, she is not entitled to a ksuba, because the amar e'ef shebe'isha nadranus u'kaman da'as nidami. His claim for not wanting a wife that imposed nidarm is considered as if he specified a tanai. However, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah does not refer to kitshal tanai u'knasa stam, because in that case, the marriage is not effective at all. She does not require a get, even midirabbanan, because he clearly made a tanai, and there is no chashash. Another explanation for a kitshal stam b'k'nasa stam, tzricha min a get v'teitzei shaloi b'ksuba, is as follows. Tana svukim esafkalei. The Mishnah has a suffix, whether we say, e'ef shebe'ish nadranis k'man da'as nedami, whether it's assumed that one does not want a wife who makes nadarm. And even if he does not explicitly say so, it's an implicit tanai. Therefore, gabe memoina lekula, gabe isura lechomer. Rabbah offers another explanation of the machlikis Rabbah Shmuel and says that it is not based on the concept of ein adam oisa bilasa bilasnos, but rather machlikis beto'o shtei nashim. The machlikis is in the case of two women as follows. Kitcha rishon al tanai. A man gave a woman kedushin with a tanai. V'kitcha shnia stam u'knasa stam. And he then married a second woman without a tanai. V'nimtzu leh nedarim, and he discovered that the second wife has nedarim. Does the tanai apply to the second woman as well? Rav holds tzricha min a get, she requires a get, because we do not apply the tanai to her. As Rashi explains, because dilma chaviva leh v'lekapit, perhaps the second wife is more attractive, and with her he does not object to nedarim. Shmuel holds, in the tzricha min a get, she does not require a get, because we do apply the tanai to her as well, as Rashi explains, because given the gully died to gully. Since he included a tanai with the first wife, we assume that he objects to nedarim with the second wife as well, and it's as if he made a tanai with her too. However, avo betois isha achas, devri hakol, in tzricha min a get. All agree in the case in which kitcha al tanai v'knasa stam, he gave a woman kedushin b'tanai and married her without a tanai, that she does not require a get because daiti atnoi, he married her based on the tanai. The Gemara proves from the previous Shaka V'Tarya that Machlokes B'Tois Isha Achas. They disagree even in the case of the same woman. Therefore, Rabba modifies his reasoning and says that they disagree in the case of Isha Achas Ke'en Shtei Nashim. One woman in a situation similar to two women as follows. Kitcha Tznai V'Girsha. A man gave a woman Kedushin with a Tznai and divorced her before marriage. V'Kitcha Stam V'Kunasa Stam. And he subsequently gave her a second Kedushin without a Tznai, and married her without a Tznai. V'nimtzala nedarim, and he discovered that she has nedarim. Rav holds, tzricha meneget, as Rashi explains, because tzichi isha cheres dami, v'li samach atznoi kama. When he remarried her with a second kedushin, she's considered like another woman, in which he did not rely on the Tznai of the previous kedushin. Therefore, boy l'shim kedushin. Shmuel holds in a tzricha meneget, as Rashi explains, because goli daite, he already revealed that he objects to an Ishan Adranus, and he relies on the Tanai of the previous Kedushin. Therefore, boy l'shem Tanai. Av b'tois isha achas grei dosa, devri ha'kol in etzichem enaget. However, all agree in a case in which he gave a woman Kedushin b'tanai, and subsequently married her without a Tanai, that she does not require a get, because daite ha'tanai, he only married her based on the Tanai of her present Kedushin. The Gemara explains further that we cannot compare Mekadosh al Tanai to the following cases. Kiddush bepachas meshavapruta. He gave her a kedushin of less than a shavapruta, and then married her. Or katan shekiddush. A minor boy gave kedushin to a woman, and then married her. And they remained married until he became a gadol, at which time they cohabited. Or kiddush yisem b'ketana. A man gave kedushin to a minor girl who is not b'shus avia, and then married her. And they remained married until she became a gedola, at which time they cohabited. In all these cases, there is a machlekes, and according to one opinion, tzricha get, because in those cases, adam yedei she'en kedushin toivsim mepachas meshavapruta, v'gam rabal l'shem kedushin, adam yedei she'en kedushin katan klum, v'gam rabal l'shem kedushin, adam yedei she'en kedushin katan klum, v'gam rabal l'shem kedushin. Since he certainly knows that the original kedushin was not valid, he has in mind for the computation to be a new kedushin. However, in our case of Mekadosh al Tanai, at the time of the marriage and bia, he does not yet know and has no reason to believe that the Tanai is not fulfilled, rendering the original kedushin not valid. Therefore, v'chi kabal adai to the kedushin erishayim kabal. He does not intend for a new kedushin. Rather, he cohabits based on the original kedushin, which has the Tanai attached to it. And when it turns out that the Tanai was not fulfilled, the original kedushin is nullified, and all agreed, Devri HaKoil, in the Tzricha Meneget.